Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendsygram.
Ah.
V pro-life.
I'm very pro-life, as he
I'm
says.
I'm very pro-life.
Good for you, Lindsay. Good, good. Winning message, I think he says it is, although I haven't seen it win anywhere yet. Anyway.
Yeah, doesn't seem to be, actually. Seems to be counter-democratic. I am Jack. I'm back. That is Miles. Mm-hmm. He's been here. These are some things that are trending.
Yeah.
The Dalai Lama is trending. This guy's always good for a laugh. What's going on with him?
Video of him where he's kissing, like he's at some event and like this young kid comes over and like gives him a kiss and then asks to like have his tongue, so like suck my tongue.
No,
and
the kid doesn't ask, right?
No. The Dalai Lama is asking this of a child. He kisses this boy on the lips and then asks him to suck his tongue. And now everyone's just like, whoa. This is like, again, looks like religion. When you get high up in a certain point, you just fucking, you have completely left Earth and you are just allowed to do whatever the fuck you want. He put out like a really, really weird apology. He's like, I'm sorry if that upset someone.
Right. Yeah. Non-apology. Sorry if you were offended. Because he's got the religious leader thing. I also feel like you always see him hanging with like Hollywood, like at like a Goop launch party. That's probably not exactly true, but like that's just the general vibes of like the Dalai Lama always seems to be like in weird celebrity settings also. So it's just a strange stew of influences that I feel like can't be good for someone learning accountability.
I mean, look, for all the talk of like grooming and shit, look at this video is fucking obscene. Like, I don't know how he's trying to make it look. Like, this kid is so uncomfortable and he's like sticking his tongue out. Anyway, all I keep thinking about is how I watched that NXIVM documentary and the Dalai Lama was meeting with Keith Raniere. And I'm like, hold on, why the fuck are you even giving him an audience? But here we are, y'all.
Super producer Brian said he's on the flight logs. I could have believed that.
Yeah, I mean, again, that whole thing just revealed that it's like, yeah, powerful people, they have the capacity to be absolutely disgusting and vile. So it's like so unsettling. Because people like the way the deference that's paid to him, and then you're like starting to see this, and you're like, oh, I don't know how the fuck you square this at all. Like he's assaulting this kid, but he's like, I'm just teasing him. Right. Is what he said in his like quote unquote apology.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's really upsetting. Don't look at it if you don't have to.
I have not, and I appreciate
it's just enough to read the headline. You like, want to be
plenty,
sick.
Plenty. Yeah. I think I got it. All right. So the GOP has a little problem.
Mm.
They've been firing up their base for decades, being like, we're gonna overturn Roe v. Wade.
Just wait.
We're going to do it. If you just keep voting for us, keep funding us. And then they did it. and it's wildly unpopular, and it's losing them lots of elections.
Yeah. Recently, Wisconsin, that Supreme Court race, lost by 10 fucking points.
And in a place where that shit just does not happen.
Well, I mean, if they had maybe had, like, I think a conservative could have won if their whole thing wasn't about being like, yeah, and right now we've got a law in the books that predates the Civil War on abortion. That's not a winning message. And they tried to clean it up, like, in the buildup to the election. It just wasn't enough. Because at the end of the day, it's clear, even, like, Republicans aren't so, like, as a plurality, being like, yeah, we should restrict people's rights. They're like, man, dude, let fucking people get abortions if they fucking want. Because that's healthcare. So one thing you've seen a lot of is, like, conservatives who have, like, really been panicked after what happened in Wisconsin. They're like, we got to stay on this. We're like, we can't keep doing making the same mistakes. They think our policies are extreme with pro-life. We need to embrace Lindsey Graham's 15-week ban. And that's the way out of this. It's still a fucking ban. Okay. Yeah. And so I don't know why they think it's like, but it's kind of more humane. I'm just going to play that. He was on Fox News talking about, like, his cred as a pro-life Republican. But also, like, goes on to say just a bunch of lies and stuff from, you know, like, think tanks that are here to just vilify, you know, gay people or people who want abortions. Anyway, Lindsey Graham, take it away.
Well, I'm very pro-life, and being pro-life is a winning message.
Oh.
I oppose late-term abortions. Mm-hmm. I have a bill to set a national minimum standard of 15 weeks. 50 of the 53 European nations ban abortion at 15 weeks. I have an exception for rape, incest, and life of the mother. In Wisconsin, you had an 1840 statute that banned abortion pretty much across the board, and the Republican Party did not put an alternative on the table. If you're pro-life, you need to explain what that means.
And then he goes on and be like, I want to protect as many babies as possible. Please completely gloss over the thing I've said about 50 of the 53 like European nations are like, what? Because a thing that you don't realize is like it's much easier to have an abortion in Europe for the most part. And then he also goes on to be like, if we do this, like have, you know, this other well-worn line, attack line of like tax-funded abortion, like on demand or up to the moment of birth. Again, other complete fabrication to kind of get people on board. But yeah, it's interesting to see how much like a lot of pro-life evangelicals and people who are like, who are lobbying for that, how much they're freaking out right now because they're like, we're about to lose this abortion issue if the GOP doesn't know how to properly message it. But you're like, at the end of the day, the message is you have no control over your own fucking body.
Yes. That's kind of the core of your
issue. It's not how much you want to dial that back, body autonomy. It's that, anyway, so they continue to scream at full voice in a panic. And they're like, we got to get behind Lindsey Graham's one.
Lindsey Graham, the thesis seems to be, of the Lindsey Graham plan seems to be, have we tried lying?
Mm-hmm.
Have we tried just lying about what we actually want?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And he's like trying to like phrase it. It's like, we're gonna be like Europe, you know? It's like, no, dude, just fucking let it go. But again, it's just wild to see how cynical they are in certain policies where you know they know what they're doing, what they're trying to get after. And this one is like one of those like the dog caught the car kind of moments where like it was great to just ring that bell and see who came to feed on it. But then once it happens and you're like, oh shit, it's a loser.
Yeah. Big loser.
Shows you that some things might work better as, you know, in the rhetorical sense than the IRL sense.
Yeah.
For them, at least.
It's also not good because it's winning Democrats elections without Democrats actually having to do anything for the people that they represent.
They love that.
Yeah.
It's like, what if we, like, because this is the one time they're like, what if we correct the status quo, like, and bring it back to the status quo rather than, like, blowing it up, in which case, like, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Louisville is trending because, unfortunately, it was the site of another mass shooting, and this is yet another instance where a governor has a personal relationship with victims.
Yeah.
So, people are speculating this might mean that more people are expelled from the state legislature, you know.
Jesus Christ.
We could see some action at some point. No.
Yeah.
It's super bleak, as all the mass shooting stories are, because it feels like we've It's just one of those issues that stays bad, stares us in the face, and the majority is pretty on board with doing something about it, but systemic political problems cause it to just be a fucking stalemate.
I mean, it's, you know, a lot of this stat's been going around. This would be the 146th mass shooting in 100 days, like 100 calendar days of this year.
Yeah.
And like, again, like even with with the shooting in Tennessee, the governor wouldn't use the word gun in the aftermath of it. Right. Even though he even said, my wife was going to have dinner with the principal of that school that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have,
there was a projectile event that occurred there.
A dynamic projectile event with high velocity dynamic projectiles. And then Governor Andy Beshear, he was, you know, he got choked up talking about, he said, I have a very close friend that didn't make it today. And I'm curious. I mean, he's a Democrat, so I don't think he's going to be less like, I mean, he'll talk about gun control, but I'm curious when the political will lines up with what most Americans are feeling, that they just like everywhere feels so fucking unsafe when you have all these guns everywhere. And the solution is always just like to shrug it off.
Yeah. There's a shooting in Los Angeles recently and, you know, massive like helicopter swooping all over the place. And it was just somebody picking up their gun, accidentally firing it, and it like went through the wall and hit somebody in an apartment next door. But it's just, you know, the presence of guns.
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking nightmare.
That's all it takes. I remember when I was growing up, I had friends whose family has had guns, you know, and like, that was my first interaction to seeing like guns. It was like someone's parents had guns or whatever, and they were responsible gun owners or whatever. But I remember going home and asking my dad, I'm like, why don't we have guns? And he's like, we'll never have a gun in this house. And I was like, but why? Like, what about for protection? And he always says, like, you have guns, you have gun problems.
Mm.
That's what comes with it. And to him, it was easier for him to just have like a bat, you know what I mean? By the bed and just go like, that's what we'll use. But It's really unfortunate. I mean, I know a friend of mine growing up, like his high school classmate, tragically like ended up accidentally killing his sister because he like thought he was a little gangster type dude and he was playing with a gun in his room and it went through the wall and hit his sister.
Jesus.
And just like just the fucking presence of them already opens it up to so much fucking destruction. And then on top of it, to now see like so wild to see all these younger kids like Gen Z who grow up only knowing that school shootings are a possibility, that they're now feeling like they're completely being unheard, that they're like, I don't want to have like the stress of being in a mass shooting when I just want to go to school, that they're pulling up in full force to like really advocate for themselves. And I feel so bad that these young people have to do that when it's such a fucking clear issue. And all you need are the people who legislate to fucking just do something that resembles, you know, action.
Why do we think they're so unhappy? Do we think it's their phones? More on this.
More on that later. Why is their hair green?
Right.
Like what? No, they only know violence. Like that's a reality. I look at my own privilege of being like, fucking Columbine happened when I was in eighth grade.
Right.
And then I was out of high school by 2003 when, I mean, there were mass shootings here and there, but not to the place that it is now. And like, it's all so fucking, like, you can see all the interconnectedness of it all, of like the lack of, you know, ability to like support people who might actually need mental health support, or our ability to like wrangle with domestic abusers who have access to guns and using the Second Amendment. Like, well, that's his right to be like a violent person, or this person, that's their right to be a violent person and have firearms.
Hmm. If only there was some legislation that had worked in the past, such as a assault weapon ban. But
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and
Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and so is the box office.
Hey.
Bafo-bio for the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Woo!
People
fucking boffing it up.
Boffing.
Yeah.
And Air, I guess, did pretty well for what people were expecting. But Super Mario Brothers is the story. I mean, it made like $300 million worldwide. Like over $300 million. It's crazy.
I mean, this is one of the most recognizable video game characters. And aside from my own anger at Chris Pratt's voice, many people were able to overcome that.
Yeah, the trailer, they did a nice job with the trailer. I haven't seen the movie, but other than his voice being like, let's go. Let's a go.
Yeah. I think the best thing to come out of Air, though, is the new round of Ben Affleck speaking Spanish videos that we get.
Oh, is there a new round of those?
Oh, my boy. Just take a look at this. Ben Affleck is saying, Jack, escúchame.
La cosa importante a entender es que este no es la historia de Michael Jordan. Y también Michael Jordan no se aparece en la película. Es tan grande, es tan importante, es tan magnífico.
Mm-hmm.
No hay un actor en el mundo que la audiencia puede creer. Cuando yo digo, mira, es Michael Jordan, van a creerlo. Inmediatamente van a pensar, es mierda, es una película de mierda, no lo creo.
Yo. My man is out here. There was one where he went on, I think, on a Spanish like sports show, and they were talking about like, oh, look, you're from Boston. What do you think about like, you know, are you like Celtics, Reds? I just want to hear him like getting down on sports talk too.
Celtics, los Red Sox, los Patriots son obviamente equipos que tenés cerca al alma. ¿Cuál es tu preferido de los?
Uy, es una pregunta muy difícil, mano.
Es una pregunta difícil, mano. Ay. My man is fucking checked in. I hear he's like, he's a real polyglot. Someone was saying I think he also speaks Arabic or like knows a bit of Arabic as well.
Okay, Ben.
Yeah, look at that. So anyway, so that was, again, that was my favorite part.
The main takeaway from Air.
Yeah, it's like, yo, Ben Affleck, just drop him in. He's hanging with the boys.
It's always interesting. Like, obviously, the Super Mario Brothers returns are like, okay, that's astronomical. That's like an event. That movie clearly connected. The Air one is like, it made $20 million. I don't know. Maybe it'll like go on to like build some steam, but I could have seen like the reaction to that going either way. But even the reaction to air is like makes me feel gross in the same way the movie does, that it's like the underdog tale of the marketing scheme behind Air Jordan. Like this quote from, I think it's Deadline, is like, kudos to Amazon's marketing and publicity team. R-rated adult dramas haven't been easy to find audiences, and getting Air to 20 million is a great feat. So it's a movie by and for people who respect the hell out of marketing.
Right, right. Seriously. Hey, oh man, a marketing triumph.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for those feel-good stories to make us feel good about America. Marketers winning. Biden 2024.
Yeah.
The story nobody's been waiting for, but
it's kind of thing that we'll when you'll hear about it when we talk about the No Labels Party in tomorrow's episode. But it's funny, and when the No Labels Party talks about why they think a third party ticket could win, it's because they're like, 64% of Democrats don't want Biden to run, and 61% of Republicans don't want Trump to run. And it's what's funny is both sides are saying they're not going far enough in their respective directions.
Right.
When they're like, and we got to be in the middle. It's like, no, you're not understanding why they don't. Yeah. But he's saying Biden, like when he was asked about, you know, if he's going to what the deal is, he's like, yeah, I'm planning on it. He's like, but I'm, quote, not prepared to announce quite yet. Okay. But one thing that is coming into focus is his digital strategy, his media strategy. Because it sounds like he's just going to go with kind of what was happening with like his COVID stuff is like hire an army of digital influencers to counteract Trump's massive media following. So he's going straight for the hearts of the youngs.
And how did that work with COVID? I don't remember that being.
I mean, I think the most you remember is like Olivia Rodrigo went to the White House. Okay. You know what I mean?
Got it.
And it was like one of those moments. But the way they look at it, too, is they're going to have digital staffers now on the campaign or something like that, where some of these influencers will have like a line to the White House, apparently. But in the more like campaign way, it's more like, when he's doing a campaign stop and there's an influencer that's local and can actually get some turnout through that, like collaborating with them to get more people to show up to hear the old man go, where am I? What day is it? Who am I? Am I popcorn? Where is it? There's popcorn. I smell popcorn. Am I having a stroke? I don't know. I got to go.
How do you open PDF Jack is still the best PDF meme to understand Joe Biden.
With him eating that ice cream. So aggro. Yeah. How do you open PDF Jack?
Does not understand, doesn't care to understand, seems to be the best thing he has going for him when it comes to digital marketing. But maybe one day we'll be watching, this is my hope for America, one day we'll be watching an underdog tale about the digital marketing team that got Biden elected in 2024. All right, well, those are the things that are trending on this Monday, April 10th.
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.